Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Identical twins allow scientists to study how our environment affects the human body, even how well we adapt to space. And for that, we can thank the identical twin astronauts, Mark and Scott Kelly.
They're the only twins to both go to space and serve on multiple missions. The last was Scott Kelly's one-year stint on the International Space Station from 2015 to 2016.
This allowed researchers to compare alterations in Scott's genes and basic body functions with his Earth-bound brother, Mark. It was an unparalleled opportunity and critical to astronauts who will make the 2.5-year trip to Mars.
To see what changes would occur, both men's genomes were sequenced. When Scott's genome was sequenced again upon his return, thousands of new mutations were found. Another interesting difference between the twins is that more than 200,000 RNA molecules were produced in different quantities.
RNA makes proteins, which define how our cells function. So maybe space acts as a switch, telling our cells to make different proteins in that environment.
Another change involves Scott's telomeres, structures at the end of chromosomes that protect them from damage. Aging is associated with shorter telomeres, and Scott's actually became longer in space and began shortening once he returned.
His body made less bone during the last half of his year in space, and back on Earth, there was a brief decrease in his cognitive ability.
But some important bodily systems, such as the immune system, showed very little change. The bottom line is that nothing here suggests yet that a trip to Mars is unachievable.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.